St. Peter, Martyr, pray for us. I believe in one God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, an occupational hazard of being a student is that sometimes, maybe in the evening at the supper table, someone will say to you, "And what did you learn in school today?" You must always be ready to say something interesting and edifying that you indeed learned in school today. And that's how today's saint got to be so great a saint. One time, an uncle of his was visiting the family, and when St. Peter came home from school, he was a little older than you are. His uncle asked him, "What did you learn in school today?" And he said, "I learned the creed." You know how for First Communion you have to learn the Apostles' Creed, only sometimes it's hard for children to get that down. It's a bit of a longer prayer. And sometimes even adults forget it. Sometimes when I'm doing confirmations and we all say the Apostles' Creed at the end, I notice it's not quite as loud as the Our Father or the Hail Mary. And maybe that's because people don't say it every day. And they don't maybe say their rosary every day, as they should. But if you say it every day, you'll never forget it. Well, the longer creed is what we say on Sundays and on certain feast days after the sermon. Father goes back to the altar and he intones Credo in Unum Deum. We don't have it today, but we'll have it again on Sunday. So that's what he said, young Peter said. He said, "Uncle," he said, "I learned, I believe in one God." And his uncle said to him, "What? What did you say? I believe in one God." And he got very angry with him, as did his parents, because they were heretics. But the school he went to, fortunately, was a good Catholic school. "I believe in one God," he said, and he did. And no matter what they said to try to make him change his mind, to punish him or to try to bribe him, he never would. And when he was 16 and he was old enough, St. Peter, who led a very pure and holy life, he never had committed one mortal sin in his whole life, he became a Dominican so that he could defend and support that same faith. And when he was finished with his studies, why then, he was a preacher, because their name means order of preachers. And he preached sometimes to big groups of people, and he made many converts. Now, when you have to deal with error all the time, or even something bad, and you have to hear about it a lot and fight against it, sometimes the devil tries to tempt you. That's called being in an occasion of sin, children. Sometimes we can avoid them, and sometimes we can't. And so, St. Peter was worried lest he should be tempted against our holy faith while he was trying to save so many others. So one day, he was earnestly praying to the Blessed Mother, and Our Lady spoke to him, and she said the words of her Son from the Gospel, "I have prayed for thee, Peter, that thy faith fail not. And thou, being once turned back to the truth, confirm thy brethren in the truth." Our Lady was always with him and helped him. At another time, when he was in his room, that's called a cell, and he was praying quietly, three great virgin saints appeared to him, St. Catherine, St. Agnes, and St. Cecilia. Well, they appeared to him, and pretty soon they got talking, the three of them. Wouldn't that be wonderful to have a conversation with some saints? And they got talking, and someone, one of the friars, that's a Dominican, he walked by the room of our saint, and he heard women's voices, only though they were saints, but they sounded just like regular women. And he went to see the Father Prior, the superior, and he said, "Father Prior, Brother Peter has women in his room, and that's very wicked, and it's against the rules, and he's probably having a party or something." Well, the Father Prior never asked St. Peter what was going on, I mean about having a vision and everything. And he grew very angry, and he punished him right away. Sometimes you don't get a chance to defend yourself in this life, children, and that's okay. So he was sent off as a punishment, and he was not allowed to preach anymore at all. And there he had to stay in his room all day long, aside from going to prayers and things. He felt bad about that. And one day, did this ever happen to you? He started feeling a little sorry for himself. Now, he had a crucifix in his room and a kneeler. So he knelt down in front of the crucifix, and he was feeling a little sorry for himself because he was falsely accused. And he said, "Dear Lord, what have I done to deserve being treated like this?" And our Lord spoke to him from the cross, and he said, "Peter, look at me, crucified. What have I done to deserve this?" That made St. Peter stop and think that he shouldn't complain ever again, and he didn't. Well, pretty soon they found out the truth of the matter and about the visions and everything, and he was allowed to go back preaching, and he had a very good reputation then. One day when he was preaching, it was a sunny, hot day in the summer, and one of the heretics challenged him. They were outdoors, and he said, "If your God is the true God..." Because they believed that the world was evil, remember. They believed there were at least two gods, and they believed that the world was made by a devil. What a horrible, blasphemous thought. "If your God is the true God," this heretic said, "make the sun not be so warm." And St. Peter said a prayer, and all of a sudden, as it is now, the sun went under the clouds, and everyone was in the shade, and everybody felt pretty comfortable. That was one of the many miracles that he worked. Well, he worked so many miracles and he preached so well, they decided, the heretics did, they better get him. So they hired two men to assassinate St. Peter Martyr. And one of them was named Carino. And they waited for him along the side of the road. And as soon as they saw it was he, along with another Dominican, they jumped out. And he took an axe. They often used axes on saints, I think, especially if they were going to go after the head. And he chopped him right in the head with the axe, and that was the death of our saint. Only he didn't die right away. What happened? He fell to the ground, and he was bleeding very much. And what did he do? He said the creed, children. He started reciting, "Credo in unum Deum. I believe in one God." And not only did he recite it, but he had the presence of mind and the grace, he was truly a martyr, to dip his finger in his own blood, and he wrote on the ground as he was dying, C-R-E-D-O, which is Latin for, "I believe in one God." And then he closed his eyes, and his soul went to heaven. A wonderful martyr saint. And he had the shortest canonization period or wait in history. 11 months after he died, he was canonized a saint. And St. Thomas Aquinas, another great Dominican, amongst many others, went to visit his tomb, and he wrote a beautiful inscription in his honor that still is there today. Children, study your faith. Learn your creed. Recite it every day, not only because you have to learn it for a test or something, but say it as a prayer. And when you say your creed, say it for good, strong faith. And what's the best way to say your creed? The best way to say your creed is on the cross of your rosary. And since you've started your rosary, you may as well just continue the rest of it and finish it. The Dominicans would be very happy if we were saying our rosary. We know that we would then be able to keep our faith. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.